So this war, this Yom Kippur war too, you could call it, you know, the Jubilee War of Yom Kippur is 50 days, but the Yom Kippur War in 1973, and this is what Netanyahu is saying, is that's when the war broke out against Israel. It was a Syria-Egyptian Arab coalition. It was a 20-day war. They came in and they attacked Israel, and it was over. There were so many miracles. Okay, a lot of people have documented that, and I'll give you some links. It was in 20 days, the Israelis took over the Golan Heights, which is the major jump-off point to take over Israel. And Syria has wanted that back and contended with Israel ever since then for 50 years. No, it's our land. Well, guess what? You lost it. You attacked. It was a fair fight. They got it back. Mm-hmm. And this happened with the major expansion of Israel in 1973. So all these battle places are significant. I'll outline them later. But this war, the second Yom Kippur War of Jubilee, that's what I'm calling it now, is 50 years later, and it began not on Yom Kippur, but in the same year on, as we probably should call it, the Feast of Tabernacles, the last day of the Feast War, because it started on a Shabbat on the first day, thank you, Lord, of the Feast of Tabernacles, and it was kind of undercurrent, but it became explosive today on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, Shemoneh Atzeret. Thank you. It's a Shabbat also. And it is so violent. And I have some documents, I'll pull them out later, on the Armageddon War according to scriptures and what the moves of the enemy are going to be, where they're coming in. Right now it's Hamas, Al-Jihad, and someone else, but it's coming, it's being launched out of Gaza Strip. But the truth is Iran has said, and Iran has been dumping like all kinds of ammunition and rockets into the Gaza Strip. And Iran has said, by next week, if Israel doesn't stop it, because they started it, well, Israel didn't start it, Hamas did. If they don't stop it and give to all the occupied territories back to Hamas, Iran is going to come and attack Israel. Netanyahu has declared officially today. So this is probably the Shemoneh Atzeret Yom Kippur Jubilee kickoff. And this is going to be huge because Israel, Netanyahu said, they will play with blood. So it's nuclear. I mean, that is their Samson option. And they've closed down the Ben Gurion Airport. So what's so important about that, Kathleen? Well, under the Ben Gurion Airport is where all the ammo is and the nuclear weapons. That's a big, huge stockpile. And I'm sure they're taking it out now. Israelis are fleeing out of the country, but all the borders are blocked. Because why? Because the Hamas have already run over all the border checkpoints and killed all the soldiers, the IDF soldiers that are there. So nobody's getting out of the country. The question in my mind is, Lord, is this a Zechariah 14 war that we just read about? Right? Right happened? 2/3 of Israel is wiped out. And only a third remains, and they're going to go through the fire. If it is, it says right after that it goes nuclear. It says in Zechariah 14 that they're going to melt. They're literally, their flesh and their eyeballs are going to melt out of their sockets. There's nothing that does that except for firebombing and nuclear. So which is it going to be? Well, I already know that, and the military policy, because I'm on conference calls when generals come on and they say, well, this is our strategy, is because of the Christian Israeli coalitions, I already know they're not going to mess around. Netanyahu just said it publicly and made a public statement, we are at war. And they have, and this level of warfare is not small terrorist attacks. This is over the whole country. So, what does this mean? Well, the documents that I have says that Ukraine, from the when the war moves, it comes in through the Ukraine, and then it's the hook, okay, in the jaw, because why? Because Iran has treaties with Russia that if they go to war, they're going to come into Israel with them, to the mountains of Israel, which is the north.